That's how I met her.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1963 or 4. It was the year the three civil rights guys were murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Cheney, Goodman. And I was had been very active in the school desegregation issue. And I was cooking supper one night, and a call came. The lady introduced herself as Leah Wiesner. And she told me about the National Council of Negro Women, which I knew about. Dorothy Height was the president. And she said, you know, they've set up a program where you go south to Mississippi to help out the young people that are coming from all over the country, black and white students, kind of bring aid and comfort to them and get messages from their parents and from them to their parents. Just go for what we call Wednesdays in Mississippi. You'd leave on a Tuesday morning and come back on a Thursday or Friday. And so she said, someone has told me all about your work, and I thought you would like to go. I said to myself, well, I don't want to go to Mississippi. you know, I was born in Boston. All I ever heard about Mississippi was just the worst thing. And these guys were missing, and nobody knew what had happened to them. So, but I didn't feel as if I could say to this nice white lady that I didn't want to go to Mississippi. So I said to her, well, who's paying the expenses? She said, well, we're all paying our own expenses. I said, that does it, because I really didn't have any money at that time. And I said, well, gee, I'm sorry. I said, but I just don't have money to go down, pay my way back and forth, stay someplace. I said, I just can't afford that. So she said, well, I'm sorry. I'd heard so much about you. So I hung up the phone and I said to my husband, oh, God, this woman wanted me to go to Mississippi. I said, didn't want to go. I hadn't even put the pot back on the stove when the telephone rang again. It was Leah Wiesner again. And she said, Mrs. Batson, I have someone who's willing to pay your way to Mississippi. So she said, will you go? I said, yes, because... You know, I just felt like I had to go, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my whole life.